This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
About one-fifth of the states have reported active measles outbreaks, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and we have some here in Louisiana. Dr. Jennifer Avegno, Director of New Orleans Health Department, joins us. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Noel.
So at the present time, how many confirmed cases?
So as of the most recent data from late last week in the U.S., we've got 935 confirmed cases in 30 states. And that's already more than three times the number of cases that we had all of last year. So this is a serious and growing issue.
And how many confirmed cases in Louisiana?
So just two in Louisiana, fortunately. I think we've all been waiting, given that the locus of the outbreak is in Texas, and certainly that's just a short drive away. The two were reported a few weeks ago. They are in the South Louisiana area, and they're associated with travel. So far, that we just know of two. We haven't heard of any more cases from that particular outbreak.
Do we know if what part of the world these folks have traveled to and whether there's any consistency that's developing there or a pattern that's developing there?
No, so interestingly, you know, there are a lot of places. I don't know the specific place where they traveled, but the last two measles cases that we had in Louisiana, which I believe was last year, were from two different countries. We know that there are certain countries, and they're on every continent, that have historically very low vaccination rates. And so we do expect travelers from those areas to be at higher risk. But really, the United States is turning into one of those countries now. You know, we're a country where in 2000, we declared measles basically eliminated. And the fact that we are so far back from that now is really disturbing.
So let's talk about prevention. I think most kids my age, we took the MMR vaccine. So how long is the efficacy of that vaccine, and should you take it again?
Yeah, and that's the great thing about the MMR. If you've had your full series, which is two shots, that confers upon you basically lifelong protection. It is 97% plus effective for your life. So unlike a tetanus shot or a flu shot, you don't need to get a booster. So the vast majority of us that have gotten our full series won't need a booster. If you have an immunocompromising condition, you're on chemotherapy for whatever reason, you had your spleen removed, you should definitely talk to your doctor about getting titers or seeing if you need a booster, but the vast majority of us don't. And most Louisianians, by the time they reach kindergarten, historically, have been up to date. And that's why we've been able to weather outbreaks in the past. The problem is that as we see vaccination rates start to slip all over the country, start to slip in Louisiana, it's going to be a lot harder to contain this outbreak and future outbreaks.
Is the MMR not required any longer in public school education landscape as well as private? I mean, I know when I was coming up, it was required by both.
Well, it is, except Louisiana has some very generous exemptions. So a family can get an exemption for any number of reasons. Different states have different standards for that. Some require very strict exemptions. We do not. So the more exemptions there are, the more people you have getting them. And I think that's what's hurt our rates over the last several years.
So if you've had it, you're fine. There's no follow-up. If you've not had it, are there any restrictions to getting it? Age or,
no.
or health? Or
now is the time to get it. If you are, with the caveat that if you are a very, very young babies, shouldn't get the measles vaccine before age one. Or they can, but because their immune system isn't quite up to speed, they will need to get an extra shot. So typically the first vaccination is given at age one. If you are pregnant, it's a vaccine that you don't recommend getting while pregnant. So either before getting pregnant or after getting pregnant. And then again, if you have some very specific rare immunocompromising conditions, it's definitely something you're going to want to talk to your physicians about. But these are really the exceptions and not the rule. And I just want to reiterate that this is the effective way to prevent yourself from getting and transmitting measles. There isn't any drug that you can take to prevent it. Vitamins don't prevent it. If you get measles, there's really nothing that will help you have an easy course. And while for some people it's just a rash and a fever, in about 20%, people are hospitalized, and about 1 in 20 individuals have a serious complication. And those complications are things like a really, really bad pneumonia, a really, really bad encephalitis, which is a brain infection. And as we've seen, there's been 3 deaths so far this year associated with this particular outbreak. So vaccination is really the way to go. It's been given to millions and millions and millions of people over the last decades, and is highly safe and effective. So for anybody thinking, well, maybe I won't get vaccinated, I'll try something else, there really isn't anything else to try.
Are there different strains or types of measles? For some reason, I used to remember people referring to red measles and is it German measles?
German measles, right. Those are actually different viruses. The measles virus is pretty stable. It's not like something like flu or coronaviruses, which cause the common cold, as well as COVID, that change very frequently. It is a pretty stable virus. There were other things named measles, like German measles, but those are actually different viruses and have a different scientific name. So again, it's one virus. It doesn't change. The vaccine has been tested in millions and over millions and millions of cases in decades. And so it's a pretty straightforward. And the thing about measles is that it is the most, some would say the most infectious disease, right? So it is one of the diseases, if not the disease, that is so easily spread, which is why outbreaks are a real concern. Before we had a vaccine, if 100% of people in a room are unvaccinated and there's one person with measles that walks into that room, the likelihood is that 90 people out of those 100 are going to get measles. It's very, very, very easy to transmit. It can stay in the air for 2 hours, sometimes more. And so having something that prevents it, that stops that transmission, you can do a lot of good for a lot of people all at once. And that's why we've gone from having 500 to 600 deaths a year to having almost no deaths over, once we control the epidemic. We certainly don't want to go back to those days.
So if what we're saying about the MMR and in its efficacy, that we would not really expect to see many than 50, 60, 70, 80-year-olds catch the measles, right?
That's right. And this is why young kids who are not vaccinated are really at high risk.
Yeah, but as it spreads, when you're eliminating the vast majority of the population, there are only a few left, right?
Right.
Not a few, but
exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean. Right.
Exactly. And so we're seeing our youngest kids, the kids in this particular outbreak, the kids under 5 years, are disproportionately getting hospitalized and have they're really taking up the bulk of this epidemic, because in this particular outbreak, the vast majority of them are unvaccinated. And, you know, we all love our children. We all want to protect our children. Having a child get really, really sick with a preventable disease.
Doc, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. Uh-huh.
Okay, you're there. I lost the connection for a second. I apologize. Let me ask this question real quick. So if we have the number of the confirmed cases that we have, I guess we already know that these people have not been previously vaccinated then.
Right. 96% of the cases we know about, the 935 cases, 96% of them had no vaccine. It's pretty compelling.
Right. And because we don't ever achieve, and if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, because everyone, you know, says that, oh, if I get the vaccine, it eliminates all risk. In the vaccine world, that's not likely to happen. That's otherwise known as sterilizing immunity. That's not the case, right? I mean, you don't achieve 100% success rate with any of this. We have the detractors that say, oh, you see, somebody got had the vaccine, they got the measles. All right, let's go to a break. 504-260-1870. We'll try to get on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll try to reconnect with Dr. Jennifer Evagno.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Stay with us. Okay, folks, we're back with Dr. Jennifer Evagno, Director of New Orleans Health Department. Doc, I apologize. We lost our connection, but we got it reestablished. So thank you for hanging with us. I was just trying to have folks recognize there's not really a vaccine that I'm aware of that is 100% foolproof, 100% efficacy. You're going to have, I guess it's best called anomalies, where folks have it, still get it, because you don't achieve sterilizing immunity with vaccines for the most part. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and I think that's true of any medical treatment, right? I don't know if anything that's 100% successful in everyone, but I'll give you an example. My youngest, you know, when I was a kid, we got chickenpox because there wasn't a chickenpox vaccine, right? So we all suffered through a really miserable, itchy week.
I was right there with you.
Yeah. My youngest got the chickenpox vaccine, and one day when she was about 10, I saw a little spot on her, and I said, gosh, that looks really like chickenpox. Turns out she had a very, very, very mild chickenpox. She maybe had two or three, you know, little spots. She felt a little bad for a couple of hours, and then she was great and back to school. That's very different than my week spent out of, you know, out of school and feeling miserable. And so, you know, at their worst, vaccines just prevent against, you know, severe disease. And at their best, they can prevent the disease entirely.
Yeah, Doc, I had it from the tip of my toes to the top of my head, and I still remember it vividly. Vividly. Getting a number of texts, people, like, you know, they're saying, I was born in 1964, I was born in 1960. Yep. I think I got the MMR. I don't know. Yep. Where's the best place for me to go to figure out if I did or I didn't? Is there such a place?
Yeah, so if you got vaccinated, wherever the state was you got vaccinated, and for many people that'll be Louisiana, you can sometimes get the records from the state. And certainly if you're a New Orleans resident, you can call our office and we can help you with that. If you were vaccinated in another state, the state should have your records. But, you know, if you really are wanting to know, talk to your doctor. If you were born, mass vaccination started in the mid-60s. So if you were born in the mid-60s or later, you should have had your shots. But you can go to LDH's website. Again, if you're in New Orleans, you can certainly call us and we can help point you in the right direction. Or you can talk to your doctor.
Yeah. And if you have school records, they yeah. always, I remember every year we used to have to bring in all of the vaccination cards, yeah. right, to prove
and
that we...
And that still happens. And our yeah. schools really are first line because that's where an outbreak is likely to show itself. And, you know, if we get a measles case in a school, that could potentially shut down the school for some period of time. And, you know, none of us wants to go back to having to shut down schools for an infectious disease. I think we all, you know, saw that that really isn't good for learning. So, you know, we're just asking families and parents to work with their pediatricians in their schools to make sure their kids are up to date.
Doc, another text here. Good question. So 96% of the cases were, in fact, vaccinated. Was there anything unique about the other 4%? Were they, like, older or do we know? Was there anything consistent there?
We don't. 96% were unvaccinated who from the outbreak.
I mean, were unvaccinated, no, right.
Right.
I'm sorry.
We don't have information on those other cases. Hopefully the CDC will put out some information. But again, you know, why was she the one in 100 that got the mild case of chickenpox, even though she had been vaccinated? Who knows? There's nothing unusual about her. You know, what it is likely is that these folks who were vaccinated, the small number who still got the disease, they were likely in that community where measles is running rampant. So their exposure is very, very, very high. In the outbreak communities, the primary communities in Texas and some of the surrounding states, again, this virus is so transmissible that if there's a lot of people walking around with it and they're at, you know, Walmart, they're at church, they're at a community center, they're at a basketball game, right? Then people living in those communities are going to be repeatedly exposed. And so it's very likely that, you know, your luck sort of runs out for that small number. But again, I want to highlight that the vast majority of people who are vaccinated in those areas are not getting disease. And that's exactly what we want to see.
Yeah. And there's really no other precaution that you can take, right? So if you're going to travel overseas, there's no magic pill or anything else. Either you've been vaccinated or not. And if not,
exactly.
you should probably
exactly.
get vaccinated.
Yeah. That's right. Very straightforward.
Yep. So it's kind of an easy proposition on this one, right?
Right. It is.
You either do or you don't, and one or the other. And you decide on what risk you're willing to take, I guess.
There's been so much misinformation and disinformation about this vaccine, and I want to just be honest about that. I know it can feel like, for families, like, wait, what do I do? I've heard that maybe it's dangerous. I've heard that, I heard there was a link with autism. And, you know, I'm the mother. My oldest child is on the autism spectrum, and he got all of his vaccines. But when he was young, it was right when that study had come out and had not been debunked yet. So I really wrestled with it. But I knew he was different. I knew that he was, you know, had some sort of issue long before he ever got his first MMR on his first birthday. And when it came out that study was completely made up, and it's been proven since there's no link between the MMR and autism, I was really angry as a parent that someone had made me question, you know, a medical intervention that was safe. And I thought, my gosh, I could have not protected my child, and he could have gotten sick because of really bad information. So I recognize that parents are juggling just a lot of information sources, but we just want to reassure them that there is zero evidence, and it's been proven over and over again, that there is a significant causation between the MMR and autism or other diseases. It's just really unfortunate that some very bad science kind of took hold in the public consciousness 20 years ago, and that still lingers.
I can't even imagine what that was like for you. I just can't wrap my head around
it. It's scary enough to have a child who is diagnosed with something that you're just not familiar with and trying to navigate. Mm-hmm. How do you do right for that child? And I mean, my kid is, I wouldn't trade him for anything. He's the best. But then to find out that you almost made a dangerous choice because somebody lied, that's really frustrating.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know you're busy. Dr. Jennifer Evagno, Director of New Orleans Health Department, all about measles, folks. The MMR is available. And a couple of places you can go, LDH, the city that you were born in, the state that you were born in, they maintain these records. So if you're not sure and you want to check, that's the path to checking it out. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.